I'm a month behind. If it's more than, and I forget what the number was, different between the two sides, you need to have a check. There's something going on.
It was something like, I know, it wasn't a big number. It was like...
I want to say 10, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I was going to say between 10 and 15, so I can't remember exactly. But I know I wrote that down because I knew that if there was any amount of difference, you needed to get in and have something checked because there was something in between that was causing the problem. Was it not being even? I got the monitor. That's as far as we got. We haven't done anything about it. It's easy for me to procrastinate on some of those things. This first...
Sure, do you have McDougal's where you can send him a question, how you do that?
Send how?
McDougal a question?
Yes, and I just sent that down to you. Yesterday, DR, because I put you in the thing along with everybody else that... I thought, I'm just going to blast this because it was mainly about, that was the first couple of lines, was the email and the website address. It was just originally for Mel and Elaine that was on the call, that was having some challenges and I think took some time off or something. And it was about getting the forks over knives to them, and then I had the other two videos that one that Dennis had put together with the three videos on it that we've really liked and been using, and then the other one was, what was the other one? Oh, the testimony, the stories, the 19-track story DVD that we give out. And I was running those, and so I just included everybody in the email. And that's been on regularly lately, and Loretta, and thinking maybe she'd go back and, you know, look at some of her emails. Not too busy. But anyway, and so in that it says, Dr. McDougal at Dr. Let's see, Dr. McDougal at drmcdougal.com. So it's just for Dr. McDougal at drmcdougal.com. That's his email. And his other address is just drmcdougal.com for the website. So it's easy to remember, Dr. McDougal at drmcdougal.com.
Thank you. I have somebody who I think might benefit from that.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to hear when you find out how he answers back and if he's still answering them so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's working on research and stuff for the MS thing that he's being responsible for, whether that's added a lot to his workload and stuff, I don't know.
Did you ever try raw turmeric?
Raw turmeric? No, I didn't know. You mean I'm guessing you would have to have it processed and put it.
It looks like
or dry.
A small version of ginger.
Oh, you bought some raw? You mean okay?
Well, I went. There's a small Asian, which is really basically Indian, market across from my dentist, and that's where I've been buying my turmeric. In the powder, and I was talking to I'm sure he's the owner, and I don't know, as he was checking me out, and he said something, I bought a bunch of spices, actually, they're a lot less expensive there, but he started talking about, I think his wife, who, I believe he said, tore her meniscus, and the pain meds that she was put on she had a really nasty reaction, and so she started using the raw turmeric, and I believe he said that she was stamping it down, crushing it up that way, and eating it in recipes. Well, since I've already done ginger raw, I thought yesterday, and he said, come here, I'll give you some sand. He showed it to me, and then he said, I'll give you a few. And he broke it off. The color inside is like a really rich sweet potato, not the yam kind, it's kind of mealy, yes, yellowish. This is like a orangey yellow, a beautiful color inside. So I scrubbed it real good. It has the same kind of coating like you have on ginger, although it's not as thick. And it's much thinner than a piece of ginger, kind of like a cinnamon stick almost as far as the width. And I cut off a little piece, and I chewed it. I figured, if she's smashing it down to get the benefit from it, if I chew it real well, I should get some. And, meanwhile, when she went back to the doctor and had no pain, the doctor said, oh, what kind of drug are you using? She said, turmeric. You can imagine the surprise there. Anyway, so I took a piece yesterday. I didn't think to ask him at the time how much, how often, how many times a day. Today I may take a piece, earlier in the day, because yesterday was kind of mid-afternoon, and I'm going to maybe do it twice a day today. And, eventually he didn't give me that many pieces, I'm going to run out and have to go back and talk to him anyway. But, yeah, it's the taste was not as strong as ginger, and it was okay to eat that way. He'll probably be shocked that I'm doing that.
Well, that's interesting, because I've never even seen it in the Asian store.
This is Indian, so I don't know if the Asian market would have it or not, the one that we went to when you were here. It's certainly a lot bigger than his little store. He has a very small produce section. He also had a thing there that looked like a cucumber, but it had thorns kind of on the outside. It was green, and I believe that was for blood sugar. And since I don't necessarily need that, I didn't buy it. And I forget what he said you do with that. But this is interesting, I'm going to pursue this and see, because I know that people do take, like, capsules of turmeric, too, for pain. Because you really can't get enough just putting it in your food.
Yeah, I wonder, how the benefit would actually be with it raw. But I've never seen it. And the way you describe it, I know I've never seen it in the Asian market. It was like a great big one. They've got
They're small. Market. I mean, the pieces are small, yeah.
Big market, yeah.
Right. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. Didn't ask. But that was quite a story about his wife, so I figured, I'm dealing with knee pain also from a different reason, but it certainly is worth a try.
Well, I'm trying to think who I know that's Indian. The only ones that I can think of is that gal we just met at the new restaurant supply. She was Indian, wasn't she, Danny? She was from India, the young one. But she was adopted into a family here, and then I know another one in the community that was adopted by a pian. Huh? Oh, he's Indian? Does he speak broken English accent at all? Okay, so I can go in and talk to him. That'd give me a great excuse. Can you go in with me and introduce me? Okay. Okay, well, yeah. Okay, we got a new guy here that bought a little market right here in the community.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna go in and drill him, because if anybody'd know, I bet he would.
Sure.
That's great. I didn't even think about him. When we traveled, we met a lot of Indian people, but never... And I've had not that much Indian food. There was that Indian restaurant we went to over on the other side of town in Beaverton, Denny, that time we stumbled into that one looking for another place. You think you could find it again? Oh, it'd come up on the listing, I bet. A GPS, I could pull it up. Okay.
We have a large Indian population here.
Well, we've got a fair amount, because I see them in the stores, and I'm positive they're Indian.
Yeah.
But I don't know where they are. They're not on our side of town as far as a collective group or collective body of people living in an area. I don't know where they are.
I don't know if they live in a specific area here either. You know, the kids who live across the street in front of us are Indian. They, in fact, their English, especially his, he talks very fast. His English is much more difficult sometimes to understand than this little shopkeeper who is much older. I don't know whether he's been here longer. I didn't ask, but they do speak Indian in there.
He'd be a great one if he's right there in your neighborhood to drill. You better come back with some good info.
Well, you know, I bought some curry and I bought some turmeric and I bought some paprika and chili powder. And he said something about all these spices. I said, I'm starting to see what they do.
Okay, I want to give you guys this recipe because I haven't done the other one to compare, but it's so easy. And I love macaroons. Okay, so this isn't necessarily something that's really well. It's not that bad. It's got some sweetness in it, but actually not that much. And trying to do a knockoff for egg whites in a macaroon, I thought would be impossible. But the texture of this first one is not that bad. And maybe it's because I haven't been eating macaroons. I did have a couple a while back. And I know they had egg in them, egg white in them. But that was basically it. Okay, so here's the recipe. It says easiest ever macaroons, coconut macaroons. And it can be gluten-free depending on what kind of flour you put in, which is only a tablespoon of all things. But what did I use for flour? I can't even remember what I used for the flour. It was something that was gluten-free. Probably just my mixture of my gluten-free flour. But anyway, I doubt that that's going to make that much. No, I think I put in spelt. I put in spelt because Denny's not having a problem with it. So it really wasn't gluten-free. It was just spelt flour. He tests strong on all that stuff now except for the wheat. Okay, so anyway, it's a cup of shredded unsweetened coconut. Now, I just picked that up at the Bulk Food Store. It's very fine, and it's not long shreds. It's just tiny, tiny pieces. Then 1 tablespoon of flour, whatever you wish. It can be whole wheat pastry flour, or could be, oh, no, I know what I used. I used coconut flour. I had coconut flour, and I put a tablespoon of that in, because that's what they suggested, even coconut flour. And then 1/2 cup plus 2 tablespoons of light coconut milk or regular coconut milk. I had regular coconut milk. 3 tablespoons of agave or maple syrup. So basically, that's the sweetener. And it says 1 packet or more of, 1 packet of stevia. Well, I looked up to see what a packet amounted to, because mine are all in a jar, and so of the one I used, I think it was 1 teaspoon. I think it was 1 teaspoon, because a packet was actually...
So that would be the dry that you're talking about, not the liquid.
Right. I used the dry. And, 1/4 teaspoon of coconut extract or pure vanilla extract. I had coconut extract, so I used that. You could use either one. And it says tiny bit over 1/16 teaspoon. And I didn't write that down. I used, I think, like the little measuring spoon that says a smidgen of salt, which is 1/16. A tiny bit over 1/16. Well, the smallest measuring spoon in the set is 1/4 teaspoon. So it'd be half of that, and then half of that again. So it's very much salt. Okay, so combine all the ingredients. This is so simple. Combine all the ingredients in a tall dish and microwave for 3 minutes. I don't do that. So I put it on top of the stove, until it's firm enough to spoon out in a ball shape. So I put it in a small pan on top of the stove, and I just stirred it. You have to watch it because it'll stick on the bottom. That was the only thing that was technical about it, was watch it. Don't let it burn on the bottom. Roll it around in the pan, or move it around in the pan until it will form a ball when you scoop it out. And I had a small melon ball scoop. It says, put them the size of a large marble. That's not very big. To me, a large marble isn't any more than, I mean, not even an inch in diameter. So I used a scoop that was, well, half the size of a walnut, about, is what I would say I used when I scooped them out. And I just let them mound up uneven, because usually they're not smoothed out looking on the top, and they bake that way. They're kind of uneven looking, crumply looking on top. And you bake them at, it says cook here, 360 degrees for 14 to 16 minutes. Or maybe use the microwave, they say. Oh, boy, they're really big on the microwave. No, I wouldn't have thought to do it, let alone do it. Okay, let them
cool. So you just put it on a cookie sheet.
Yeah, just put it on a cookie sheet. Now, what I did was I put it on a piece of parchment on the cookie sheet. And I think I even sprayed it lightly because it didn't give any indication there. And I thought, you know, this looks like this could stick because it was sticking in the pan. They stuck a little bit to the bottom, and I baked them until a couple of them were brown, too brown around the edge to really even look good because I didn't want them to look that dark. And in the picture I had, they were showing that they were brown around. The rest of it was white with just a tinge of golden where it would be a little bit roughly on the top and stuck up a little bit higher, like it kind of was going to begin to singe it, except it was just a golden color. And I took them out, and I let them set until they cooled and just peeled them off. A little tiny bit stuck to the paper. So I think I would try lightly spraying it and then rubbing it around on a piece of... I think I'll do it just on the pan the next time. I'm not going to do it on the parchment.
You might want to try getting them off the paper with a knife underneath.
Yeah, I did that. They don't cut very easy. So,
okay.
They were, yeah, that's why I'm going to try it right on the pan the next time. But I've got another recipe that's using baking powder that I wanted to try it before I even gave you this. But, gee, these taste good. And then you melt dark chocolate, really dark chocolate. And the store I'm going to got some like little melts. They're flat, little, really flat, about the size of a small mint around, maybe an inch around. And they're a much higher percentage of chocolate. They're called bittersweet is what they're called. And they are a higher percentage than any of the chocolate I bought in there, I think including the big chunks, the brick type that's been broken up, which I know I'm pretty sure is Hershey's, and I'm not big on Hershey's. And they have a better flavor. Anyway, I did that, and this is funny. You know, we were talking about the cocoa nibs that they have on Vitacost, and they have a cocoa powder, and it was $16 a pound.
I saw that the other
day. Okay, so I had to try it. Well,
and?
The nibs are like little tiny pieces. I mean, little tiny pieces. And they're very lightweight, so you're getting, you know, enough for the thing to be worthwhile to try. At least for me, it was worthwhile. So I put them in a cup in a pan over boiling water, made like a double boiler, because I didn't want to scorch them, because they were too expensive to waste.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They do not melt.
Oh.
I had them sitting in there, and I thought, I better go check these. Well, they look the same. I thought, is that water really hot? Yeah, it's bubbling. It's been bubbling for 20 minutes now, and they have no signs of melting. So I picked one up, and it was warm. It was fairly hot, actually. And I thought, this is like shaved bark. What is this stuff? I mean, what is it? So it's nothing that resembles chocolate we've ever seen as far as consistency. You cannot melt it. So they must grind it into powder, and then, because it feels just like the bark off of a tree, like they've chiseled it off of a tree. No lie.
Oh, wow.
There is no. And so this was like, okay, so there really is a huge difference between cocoa, whether it's ground or whether... It's not going to melt down. They put oil or fat in it to make it the consistency that it is. And you always see that on the label of any chocolate. There's always fat. And that's what sticks the little particles together when they make it powder, probably powder fine. I mean, I don't know. I want to do some reading, or if somebody has time before I do, you know, let us know what you find out, because, boy, oh boy, there's got to be a process to making the chocolate, because there's no consistency except the way it was in the bag when you try and do something.
I saw the powdered form here the other day, and it was $9 for 8 ounces, I'm pretty sure, and I thought, whoa, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that would have been the regular price, easy, on the Vitacost, because they take pretty deep cuts in it. The other thing I cannot get from Vitacost, it's still on showing back order, not available or out of stock, is the raspberry ketones, because I decided I was going to put two of my people on it. It was only $6 for a bottle of them. And I think you, well, I don't know if you take more than one a day. Yeah, I think you took, well, like one with each meal or something, or maybe a couple a day. I can't remember. And I looked at it, and I thought, gee, this would cost me nothing to put a couple of people that really are in serious need of you know, dropping their weight, or walking heart attacks right now, or whatever disease you want to put it to. I will do that just to see, because the trainer that advertised that on Oz, advertised it, talked about it, was so strong on the benefit, and they had such strong testimonies of people. I mean, actually, I think some of them were, they sounded like they were addicted to it, because they just didn't want to ever go back to their weight. And I don't know whether it could be addictive. I mean, there's no warning or anything with it. It's just a, you know, another one of the herbs, but they were so dedicated to the fact that that had made the difference in their weight loss, and so was this trainer. I told him about it, and I said, now the one that's nursing, no, she's not. I'm not. I just told her. I says, no, I don't want you on this. And she agreed. She's very, very careful about, much more careful about what she's eating right now because of nursing. But in fact, the green smoothie came through her milk when she started with it. I said, I think you better not take quite so much of it at a time, because she was anxious to get started. She goes, he didn't like it. He cramped up. She
wow.
said, and it's the first time he had cramped up. And I said, well, I guess probably your body is, you know, obviously not used to that amount of greens in your system. And so it definitely transferred it right in. She said she knew that, and she wasn't going to have him go through that because he really was not comfortable. So anyway, but the ketones, did anybody else see that on Oz, the raspberry ketones?
I remember, but I don't remember
what
it was.
Not, I've got it written down. I don't have it up here. It's written down on the, I think I've already transferred it off, so it's been within the last 2 months, I know. Not that far back, but it was really a strong recommendation. I've never seen him do so many testimonies, short testimonies, but there were, like, I think at least 3 or 4 testimonies that they had people give on it, and the trainer had spent, you know, a fair amount of time talking about what she did with the people she was working with, but it was basically on weight loss.
Thanks. I will look up my...
And I thought, I thought if I could get give people an edge, that's the way I told them. I said, this, from what I understand, could give... It's the first time I've ever wanted to order something and give it to somebody, you know, just give it away, because I said, it was $6 and something for a bottle was all. And I was going to have them try one bottle and see if they could see a difference, because she said that there was a difference in their, can't remember whether it sped up the metabolism or what it did. I have to go back and play it again is what I've got to do, and listen to it carefully. But anyway, ooh, guys, we're late. I've got to run and get this stuff done here. I didn't get my you started, I overslept this morning. So, anyway, who's on tomorrow on Vance's call? Does anybody remember? I know I wrote it down on the pad, too. Well, I know you all get it. Not on the pad I've got here, but I know you all get it. And I know he's already sent it out, so you should have it in your box. And we're going to try and shoot for the Veg Fest, or the Northwest Veg Team potluck on Sunday afternoon. So hope I've got some more information for you from that, because there will be a speaker there. We always have a speaker, so.
Sure.
Anyway, there's, yes.
Lynn Marie McCune.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she has got a testimony you guys do not want to miss. And, I mean, it will make your hair curl. Both her and her mother, who was given up for dead, or real close to it, was terminal. And her mother is still running around like she's got her hair on fire right now. And she's, how old do you think her mother is, Jenny? She's older than we are. Oh, he says probably 75. That's only 5 years difference. I thought there was a bigger difference. But anyway, he's just a moving machine. Just a moving machine. So, anyway, I was anxious to get into that next testimony because it's a young person, a 34-year-old that had the heart attack, a principal of a school, I think, at the time. And thought he was having bronchitis. I got that far and didn't get any further. But anyway, make it an absolutely wonderful weekend, guy. And if any of you makes the macaroon, try the recipe. I want to hear how it comes out. So, and the CDs are ready to go in the mail today. I finally got the rest of the info and people's addresses back. So anybody that wants any of it, Nancy, look at yours and see if you've got everything that's on that list and don't need any more. But anyway, I'm going to get those stuffed in the mail today. So have a great one. Have a great weekend. I hope you have some sunshine. I think we're supposed to have some sunshine, and my daffodils are still all rowing the driveway here on one area. And
ours are finished already.
Are they finished? Oh, my gosh.
Well, we had March.
Yeah, you've had more heat than we've had.
That was March. Now we're in April.
Now we're
in April.
We had
snow the other day.
When it feels like March.
Yeah, we're in March now. Temperature-wise, we had March when it was June. We had June in March.
It was 62 degrees. It's now 63 degrees in my kitchen, and Daddy put a fire in the stove. But it's been going to be up to 60 for the next, that's the next week. But the night, I mean, it was below 40. It's been running just right at 40 degrees, so that's a pretty good dip.
Oh, we've been having freeze. We've been below 32 for a weekend.
We didn't even have hardly any freeze all winter long, so.
Wow. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's been strange. So, anyway, have a great weekend. I got to run.
Thanks, Char.
Thanks, Char.
See you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.